This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Allow me to prove yet again, folks, that Biden is an idiot and he has a team full of idiots, and anybody who voted for Biden is an idiot. And I know you're saying, Kevin, come on, man, let's soften the language. I've talked about this many times. I am softening the language. I'm giving you the truth, and that's as much with kid gloves I can handle this subject. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of me. Look, let me just give you, I want you to hear what Joe Biden's spokesperson, his press secretary, said about why Joe Biden isn't attacking Russian oil, which, by the way, I heard they are now considering it. But here's the excuse she gave.
There are $111 or so now. Pelosi has come out also in support of banning Russian oil, so why carve out, especially when oil, with the argument that Putin is going to not benefit from oil? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I think I do know what you're trying to say. Well, our objective and the president's objective has been to maximize impact on President Putin and Russia while minimizing impact to us and our allies and partners. And I know you've heard me say this a few times before, but we don't have a strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy. And that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people around the world because it would reduce the supply available. And it's as simple as less supply raises prices. And that is certainly a big factor for the president at this moment. It also has the potential to pad the pockets of President Putin, which is exactly what we are not trying to do. So,
welcome, everybody. It's about the global energy supply. Well, we can't go stopping Putin, whose number one expert happens to be oil, and because if we do that, we could disrupt the global energy supply chain. Glad you guys are with me, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, so I can explain to you about the global supply chain, which, by the way, is anybody remember that we are being impacted here locally, here in the States, because of the global supply chain that Biden has disrupted? How are things at your grocery store? I mean, I saw a line of cars. I didn't see it personally, but I saw it through the internet. For the first time since the 70s, people lined up, like, getting gasoline. I shouldn't say that. At Costco, I have seen now two locations where people are lined up just to save that extra 3 pennies or so per gas. It reminds me of when my grandparents would drive halfway across town to save 2 cents. 2 cents a gallon. So Joe Biden's got massive supply chain issues on a host of things, but now he's concerned about the global supply chain. Of what? Somebody remind me. What's that word? Supply chain of energy. Supply chain of oil. Oil and gas. Somebody remind me. Did Joe Biden inherit a gas crisis? A fuel crisis? An energy crisis? No. Joe Biden inherited an America that was independent of foreign oil. Donald Trump had the Exxon pipeline ready to go. He had people fracking up in the Dakotas where nobody – I mean, first of all, fracking isn't bad for the world, for the earth, as they try to make it all appear to be. But he had us energy dependent, shipping oil, and now we're concerned about the global supply. And what she says is funny. You reduce the supply, well, less supply raises prices. Geez, thank you, Psaki, for explaining – the laws of supply and demand. You reduce the amount. Guess what that's called? Bidenflation. Are we experiencing it? Yes. The estimates are 7.5% increase. BS. It's much higher than that. Go try to get that new apartment. Go try to buy that new home. Go try to buy that new car. Go try to buy that used car. Go buy groceries. Tell me what your energy costs are right now. Somebody explain to me how the 7.5% is the amount, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm experiencing a lot more. Housing, a house that you could have bought for $500,000 a year and a half ago, is now $750 to $800. It's gone up 40% to 50% or more. Rents, don't even get me started. Let me just put it this way. Currently renting my house, they went up $800 a month in my house. And it's not cheap. I'm talking about my existing rent wasn't cheap. It isn't like it went from $800 to $1,600, which really upset me. But it went up from something fairly substantial to now well over $3,000 a month. Why? Because I delayed. We took in my wife's aunt. She was a paraplegic. It took a year off of our lives because we had to be with her day in and day out, which meant we couldn't work on our home, et cetera, et cetera. But in that period of time, we lost hundreds of thousands of dollars of market because it went up. The market went up. If Trump were still in office, the housing market would still be okay. Young people can't even afford new houses. Young people don't want to work. You can't afford anything because even if you do work, the cost of living has completely outstripped that $15 an hour you're now supposed to get. But let's go back to Putin. So she says, we don't want to pad the pockets of Putin. What does she think? Does she think Putin is going to sit on this oil, that nobody's going to buy it? People are clamoring for this dirty black energy. And the Democrats act as if, oh, well, he'll just suffer. Would it surprise you guys to learn this? Let me give you a fun fact. Donald Trump reduced Putin's income from oil during his tenure by 40%. Joe Biden has enriched Putin by 100%. Let me give you some numbers. The top that oil was when Donald Trump was president was $77 a barrel. It averaged between 50 to 55. With Joe Biden, it's now at 115, and the average is almost double what it was for Trump. Certainly 40% higher than it was for Trump. That's where we find ourselves now. Minimizing the impact on U.S. and allies who all use Putin oil? Russian oil? What's the strategy here? Except to watch America lose. Folks, we're going to take a short break. Back in a minute. I'm glad you're with me on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But we don't have a strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy. And that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people around the world because it would reduce the supply available. And it's as simple as less supply raises prices. And that is certainly a big factor for the president at this moment. It also has the potential to pad the pockets of President Putin, which is exactly what we are not trying to do.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a press secretary for Captain Demento, part of Team Demento, who's explaining why we don't want to do anything to disrupt the global supply of oil because it could raise the prices at the pump. Well, I don't know about you, but prior to Putin even going into Ukraine, the prices were raised at the pump. We just had the first state that said their average gas price now is over $5 a gallon. That's regular unleaded. It's over $5 a gallon. So I'm guessing the premium grades are probably $5.60 to $5.80. approaching $6 a gallon. I use premium grade because the newer cars require what? Anybody? Anybody? Premium grade. So it is, forget the average price of being $5. So let me put it to you this way. My premium grade is now $4.55 a gallon. And you can save 2 or 3 cents depending on where you go. $4.55 a gallon in Arizona. This is insane. So we cut that clip before she got to this. She says, so as the president has said, we've carved out payments for energy, trade, and transport from our financial sectors. Sanctions with that in mind, I would also note that we have been taking steps to degrade Russia's status as a leading energy supplier over time. She's alluding to green energy here. Then she says, that includes, of course, shutting down Nord Stream 2, which the Democrats in Congress voted against, just letting you know, or, she says, preventing Nord Stream 2 from operating. That's why we're surging LNG, liquid natural gas, to Europe to help accelerate its diversification from Russian gas. And I think you've also seen European leaders talk about the need to reduce their reliance and to diversify. Now, let me go back to this. What did Trump do during his presidency? He went to Angela Merkel of Germany, the Chancellor of Germany. He says, look, you better not do anything with Nord Stream 2. You're enabling Russia. I'm not going to allow that to happen and be supportive of Germany. Also, by the way, pay your bills, NATO. He went to all these countries. We have been, and as I said, we have been a big exporter of LNG, liquid natural gas. Why? Because Trump's on it. He hasn't been talking about, let's export windmills, let's export solar panels, because we aren't the makers of those things. He says, let's export liquid natural gas. We have plenty of it, and we became one of the world suppliers of this during his tenure. I know you're saying, Kevin, you're getting a little testy. You're getting a little, you're relax. Chillax, baby. I get it. I'm not here to bring you bad news. Everything I'm telling you is good news. So let me give you some numbers. This is what I found most interesting in my research of this topic, because this is a losing strategy. She says, let Russia sell its oil because we don't want to disrupt the oil supply of the world. Oh, by the way, let's let him sell it as a premium because we don't want to pad the pockets of Putin. But we do have a long-term strategy of going to green energy. But you know what? It doesn't involve green energy right now. It involves liquid natural gas. Do you know where that comes from? Do you know where natural gas comes from? It is a byproduct of drilling for, I know, here it comes, Kevin Jackson's about to get all conspiratorial, oil. Yep, you drill for, think of it this way. When you're in the bathroom and you're, you know, doing a number two, and suddenly there's a little bit of gas that comes out with it. Think of the number two is the oil, and the gas is liquid natural gas or natural gas. That's essentially it. You're drilling in a hole, and it finally has to release because it's got pressure building up. You're there's nowhere for it to go, and when it releases natural gas. I know that's kind of a strange way to explain it, but that's what it is. I could explain it differently, but I'll let you people do your own explanation for that. Oh boy. Anyway, I'll ask you, is this a winning strategy? Gasoline prices, or oil prices rather, are at the highest prices, which of course is driving gasoline up. Joe Biden, in order to mitigate it, is tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. He's tapped at 8%. How long can he go? We get 12 million to 26 million barrels of oil from Russia every month, a contract negotiated by Biden. So in other words, the 80 million gallons that he's tapped, if you use the small number of 12 million, within, what, 8 months, you've gotten rid of it. 7 months, doing the math, 84, you've gotten rid of whatever those reserves are. So 7 months at the small end, 4 months, 3 to 4 months at the larger end. You get what I'm saying? What kind of strategy is this? So let me give you this. This is from World to Exports. I'm sorry, worldstopexports.com. Russia. Top export. Minerals, mineral fuels, including oil, in U.S. dollars, $143 billion. It is 42% of their total exports. Gems and precious metals, 9%. That's number two. That's $30.4 billion. Iron and steel, $16 billion, which is 4.8. Cereals, $9.5 billion, which is 2.8. Machinery, including computers, $8.3 billion. And then it goes down. Wood, fertilizers, copper, aluminum, and fish. And fish, just so you know, 1.4% of their exports and $4.6 billion of income. Their top 10 exports account for 70.5% of their overall value of their global shipments. Now, just so you know, as I mentioned before, Donald Trump reduced the amount of money that Russia brought from fuel by 40%. So whatever this number is that was in 2020, $141 billion was a reduction of 40%. Let me tell you, this $141 billion of fuel, I want you to follow this number for 2021. This number is going to be outrageously high because of Joe Biden. That $141.3 billion they shipped in 2020 will probably be well over $200 billion, all because we have a brain-dead moron who was cheating in the office. And now we are a big part of Putin's profits. Joey Demento is actually buying oil from our so-called enemy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
A vessel believed to be carrying over 300 Haitian migrants landed in the Florida Keys. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that the agency, along with the U.S. Coast Guard and local law enforcement, responded to a maritime smuggling event that made landfall in Ocean Reef, Florida. This is USA Radio News. Russia has been blocking stories of the BBC reporting on the fighting in Ukraine.
The Kremlin blocked access to the BBC's coverage of their invasion of Ukraine on Friday. It's accusing the British public broadcaster of undermining Russian stability and security. Hours later, the BBC began to share ways to circumvent the ban using the Siphon app or a Tor browser. Signs of the block emerged after the outlet's decision to fire up shortwave radio broadcasts for the first time since 2008, when the BBC had stopped the transmissions over Europe. The U.S.-funded broadcaster is also subject to Russian censorship. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And as the world heads into the third year of the coronavirus pandemic, there are at least 6 million dead worldwide. Over 960,000 of them are Americans. Brazil has 653,000 deaths, and those numbers could be drastically higher, as China, where coronavirus started, has only reported 6,500 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why would you not hit Russia where it hurts? In the oil. Why wouldn't you immediately shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Why would you purchase oil from your enemy? Why wouldn't you be looking for, to number one, continue America's independence on oil? I could go there. Here's another one. Why would you let Russia control much of the world's food production? I mean, look, every country should be able to produce its own food and so on. And if you have surplus, maybe things grow better, mangoes better in Mexico or, you know, in tropical environments or whatever. And you trade. And that's how we do things. But we've gone from subsistence in America and exporting what we're good at to essentially becoming a import economy. That's why we have this massive multi-billion-dollar trade deficit every year with countries who don't like us. China, we had a $375 billion trade deficit that Donald Trump is the only president who said, I'm going to address this. We're not going to build the Chinese economy at the expense of America. And I went on to talk about what we did in South Korea. We had a massive trade deficit, good partner, but it's got to be equitable. Same with Japan, the same with Mexico, the same with Canada. And what has Biden done? Biden has expanded our trade deficit by importing 12 to 26 million barrels of oil every month from Russia. He's increased it. I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you we do more business now with China than we did under Trump. I'll make you a bet. I haven't looked, by the way. I'm not kidding you. I haven't looked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden and the Democrats, folks, are spending a crazy amount of time demonizing Putin. They must win in this campaign against the Russian president, and it's a popularity campaign. It's a who can produce the most propaganda. But Putin has an advantage, and it's a very simple advantage. Let me explain. Putin doesn't give a crap. Putin is not trying to satisfy the world. Putin has made his pact with China and a few other countries, and he says, we can do this. I don't need Joe Biden. I don't need Canada. I don't need the European Union. In fact, I have them over a barrel. He doesn't give a crap. Unlike Trump, Putin isn't fighting against his clandestine agencies or a large swath of the Russian people. The GRB supports Putin. They are looking, they've got the dirt. They've got Hunter Biden's laptop. By the way, if you guys, there's a book out about Hunter Biden's laptop. It says, The Laptop from Hell. That's what I think it's, the book is called. So here's my point. Putin doesn't give a crap. Two, he's not fighting internal battles with his CIA, his NSA, his FBI, etc. They are all pro-Russia. Unlike ours, who did everything they could to destroy Trump while Trump was doing everything to help this country make America great again. Second catchphrase, America first. Perhaps Putin has a bigger ace in the hole, and I've already mentioned it, and that is his relationship with China, his friendship. Biden has no idea what he's doing, folks. And he's under the delusion that the world is backing him. Ask yourself this question. How important is the world when China is the second largest based on GDP economy in the world? Russia is significant. China makes most of the products for people in the world, and they're friendly with Russia. These two put a pact together, and they are strong. What's happening with us? As our economy slips into a stupor based on the stupid president that we currently have who stole his way into office, our GDP goes down. Our clout in the world has undoubtedly diminished. Undoubtedly. And we have people that we call our friends under the guise of NATO who don't even pay their bills, who you wouldn't want to fight for you under any circumstances. And you got Russia and China together, colluding. Let me just say, folks, if the SWIFT sanctions are any indication, Biden is Caesar and the world is a Senate, and he's about to declare A2 Brute, A2, as somebody stabs him in the back. His strategy is simply cannot work. It won't work, period. Putin knows this. Leftists in America know this, and so does the world. This is why the Democrats have to do something dramatic. They're gonna pretend, oh, we're fighting against Putin. I just played clips of Psaki. Well, we would like to shut down his oil, but we really can't because that would enrich him. So we're gonna continue to enrich him while we figure out ways to shut down his oil. And we'll do this with a green energy policy that flatly doesn't work anywhere and hasn't worked since. And is probably decades away from really fully being realized. These people are idiots. And if you want to follow them, follow them. But I'm going to call them out for what they are. And I'm not cheering for idiots. I'm not cheering for solutions. You know, we can all get on board. Yeah, let's go against Russia, man. Look, I'm pro-American. But I'm not pro-stupid American. Give me something that works. Give me leadership that I can follow, and I'm happy to follow. This ain't it. Not to go all gladiator on you, but this is not what Marcus Aurelius had for Rome. Man, where's our Maximus? Where's our person willing to stand up to these tyrants? It's funny. Look at the news cycle, folks, and watch what goes away. We're not talking about the biggest existential threat to man except John Kerry. Global climate change, where he stupidly says, well, now that Russia has taken over Ukraine, I hope that Putin will implement the climate change things. I mean, everybody's shaking their head, scratching their heads, going, what did this clown just say? Yeah, he's the only one. We're talking oil, black energy. Now we're talking about coal again. And I could go on. And by the way, if I had the money, I would be investing in oil companies, coal companies. And in fact, if the Russian market indeed went down 50%, I would put my money in it right now because I bet you it's going to come back. It has nowhere to go but up because Joe Biden doubled Putin's income overnight. He doubled it, certainly within the year. Yeah, I gave you numbers. So the Democrats folks are rebranding. I don't know if you saw this. This is a funny story to me. My producers are like, what? Look, this is what they said. I'm reading it. The White House has dumped Joe Biden's Build Back Better for sweeping social welfare and climate spending legislation in favor of Building a Better America. Building a Better America, an acknowledgement that his signature legislative proposal has no chance of passing Congress. Now, let me just stop for just a second. They have spent time, folks, I want you to think, pay attention here, to come up with Build Back Better. And now, because they can't build back better, they spent time, energy, and your tax dollars to come up with Building a Better America. I'm just looking. Let us all look towards the sky and raise our hands and tilt our heads and say, Building a Better America. This is formal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, no one cares about the name in the American public. They care about what's in it and what it's going to do. So that's what we're most focused on. She declined to comment on West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's counter offer, get this, for a pared down Build a Better America framework. There have been ongoing communications with every member of the Senate, Democratic Senate, and many, many, many Republicans, she said. I'm not going to detail those from here. Biden believes there should be broad agreement on such ideas as, wait for it, folks, reducing prescription drug costs. Let me just stop you for just a second and tell you, Donald Trump did reduce prescription drug prices. He had diabetes medication affordable. And what did Joe Biden do? He eradicated it. He made people have to make a choice between, as Kamala Harris said, getting their diabetic medication or eating. And now he's going to fix it. He's going to fix what he broke. He says there are a lot of components there. There is a lot of passion on the Capitol Hill. There just needs to be continued conversations about that. See, that's what the left are good at. Continued conversations after they broke what was fixed. You think people are going to forget this? You think this is going to be, oh, we'll sweep it under the rug, it'll be no big deal? Think again. Everything I'm talking about here is good news. Good news. This is the longest memory the public is going to have in ages for a failed Republicancy, including that of Jimmy Carter.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So much to dissect in this whole Russia-Ukraine controversy, the war. And I thought about it this way. I was thinking, points to ponder. We've discussed most of the things I'm going to talk about right now, but I want you to, let's reshape some of the thoughts around it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The first point I'd like you to ponder is, what is the reason Putin decided to invade Ukraine? What would you say it is? What was the impetus that said, I can do this, I can get away with this now? Because as I mentioned before, there was a poll that came out that said Putin, 62% of the people say Putin wouldn't have invaded Russia under the Trump presidency. Well, okay, the 38% who said he would are idiots because Putin didn't invade Ukraine. I don't know what I said earlier, but anyway, he didn't invade Ukraine under Donald Trump, period. And he wouldn't have. But what was it that caused Putin to say, I can invade Crimea under Barack Obama, I won't do anything under Trump, and I can invade Ukraine under Joe Biden? Because Putin was coming off a period where he did not do anything. He didn't encroach on any property, any land, under Trump. That's a fact. I know there's never Trumpers out there like old Joe who don't want to recognize that. That Trump didn't start any wars, and that he was actually in the process of ending one, including the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And I just gave you a hint as to why Putin decided to invade Ukraine. Now, some people theorize the thing that lit the fuse was when Biden showed how he withdrew from Afghanistan. When Biden showed he had no military prowess whatsoever, he couldn't even organize or orchestrate a withdrawal that Donald Trump had already negotiated that wouldn't have cost a single life. But instead, we have 13 Marines dead, hundreds if not thousands of Afghanistanis dead, and we have many, many more people on the run in that country right now. That's what we have. So was that what did it? Or was it the prodding of NATO? Was it the fact that Trump said, NATO, you're going to strengthen, you're going to pay your bills, you're going to become part of this thing? Or Joe Biden, who said, we don't care, you don't need to pay your bills, it's okay. How did the Democrats put it? You don't treat your friends that way. You let your friends bilk you. You let them, you know, you pick up the check. Who are you? Look at all the money we have, America. We could be picking up the check. Trump said, no way, no how. You want to have a NATO? Strengthen it. You don't? No problem. We'll go it alone. Maybe that was what lit the fuse. And the fact that NATO, whether people want to believe this or not, look, I tell you guys all the time, I don't care what Ukraine and Russia are so far away from me. I understand the impact, but that's not my concern. My concern is what's happening right here, right now in America to us. We have enough on our plate. We have lying Democrats who cheated their way into a coup with a coup. Depose a decent president and a decent dude. Whether you like it or not, Trump's a decent guy. You know worse. You certainly know worse. And they did all this under our nose. They dare us to dare talk about it. January 6th, they call a riot or an insurrection. They surrounded themselves with a fort. What am I concerned about Ukraine and Putin and Russia? Why am I concerned about that? Oh, Kevin, the price of gasoline can go. We've already proven we can isolate Russia, Ukraine, all of it, and America can operate successfully. You want to know how I know? Because we had 4 years of Trump, and we did it. So going back to this, I don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. But here's what I do know. Putin is legitimate to say to himself, I'm responsible for the sovereignty of Russia. If you keep encroaching with NATO, the North American Treaty Organization, versus the Warsaw Pact, which is our side of things to protect our interest in the world, I have a right to respond. What that is up to the world, up to him and the world and anybody who wants to make their judgments about it. But if I were in Putin's shoes, I'd probably be doing the same thing. Now we can, you know, oh, Kevin, you're siding with Russia. I don't give a crap. Think what you want about me. I side with America 100%, but I also know when we're putting our nose in where we don't belong. See, this is exactly what got us into the trouble that we were in before, where we go, oh, it's our responsibility. We've never had a base in Crimea or Ukraine or anything. Yes, is there strategic interest to take over a country? Probably. Could we run it better? Yeah, we think we're good at everything. I'll put it to you this way. I'd love for us to take over Africa. It would be an amazing continent if we took over Africa. Imagine it, all these African countries would become states, and you could go from state to state to state freely, and we can enjoy all the rich natural resources and the wonderment that God created on that continent. It's dangerous to be there, though. Could we do it better? Yes. But should we go over and do it? Probably not. Leave it to them. There's wars going on all over the world here, and we're focused on this one. Why? Because we don't want to talk about what the Democrats don't want us doing is they don't want us stopping and reflecting for just a second about all the other stuff that we should be thinking about. What is Wisconsin proving to us? All these people, you know that we didn't cheat. The Democrats didn't cheat. Oh, really? Well, then what's going on in Wisconsin? Why is it Democrats at every turn go to lawsuits and say, oh, well, we don't want you looking into that. Don't be looking into this. Why? Because they know they're guilty. You want to know some other points to ponder on what this whole Russia thing is, the Russia-Ukraine thing is brought out? That Democrats are energy hypocrites. I've already talked about it. What's their big concern now? The price of gasoline around the world. We don't want the oil to be impacted, so it's going to impact people around the world. Green energy is not impacting anybody around the world. When Psaki made her comment, she talked about liquid natural gas. She didn't talk about sunlight. She didn't talk about wind power. She didn't talk about water, hydro. She talked about oil. The byproduct of drilling for oil, natural gas, made into liquid, liquefied, shipped around the world, which is what we were doing. But these green energy idiots won't tell you, oh, well, listen, we're really wrong right now. It's not a chance, not a time for us to be talking about electric power and all that. Yeah, it isn't. See, yet another scam that's been revealed. But look, folks, I'm all for green energy. I'm all for it used in a practical manner. I recharge batteries for my remote control. Does that count? We recharge batteries. Many of us have battery-operated things. We charge them up, and we for the environment, we do that for our little, you know, lawn clippers and what have you. Maybe your chainsaw. Who knows? You do it. But can you do it for everything? And should it be in one fell swoop, or should it be done judiciously? With a little bit more practicality. Where are they now? Where are those voices? I'm just telling you the inconsistencies of leftism. What this war revealed. It revealed the wisdom of the Second Amendment. People should have guns. Let me put it to you this way. I don't know how many people live in Ukraine. But the ones who are against the Russians, I bet you many of them wish they were armed the way Americans are. The way these good old boys here are. I bet you many of them wish they had food the way these good old boy preppers were. See, we think we're immune here in America to it, but look at what's going on around the world, the number of people who are on the run. Don't you think that you should stop ridiculing people that prep, people that save, people that prepare, people that actually plan out their futures? We ridicule them. But we're starting to see that maybe they aren't the ones that should be ridiculed. And what about this media narrative that Putin is bad and Zelensky is good? Ukraine was a corrupt place before Zelensky took over, and it probably still is. And Zelensky doesn't get a pass? What's he been doing? Has he really changed things? I mean, these guys get in and say they want to change things. So do our politicians. Do you find them any more, I don't know how you feel about them, but I think our politicians are just as crooked as any of these other clowns out there. So it reveals a media narrative. Is the media being objective? Are they really looking at things from both Putin's point of view and Zelensky's point of view? Or have you seen anything of the sort? I haven't seen anything that says, you know what, Putin's got, he's got a rational reason for what he's doing here. I heard that Zelensky and the Ukrainians were oppressing a certain group of Russians over there. I don't know. But here's the final one, because I'm going to run out of time. The COVID scam. The Democrats proved with that State of the Union nonsense that COVID was a fictitious nonsense. No masks, no social distancing, whatever. And you know what the Democrats want? They want to take credit for ending the problem that they created. That's all this is. That's going to do it for me today. Take care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.